AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily. In today's show, Nissan ships Renault-built Rogues to the U.S. and Canada, Germany wants to help out EV owners, and I take you back inside the AutoLine garage. But now let's get to today's news. Sales of the Ram 1500 are red hot in the U.S., and to keep up with demand, the company is boosting production of the pickup at its Warren Truck Assembly plant. But instead of hiring more workers or adding another shift, the company has reconfigured most of the workstations to operate more efficiently. Changes include correcting processes that could cause injury and improving ergonomics and other build processes. The plant can now build 100 more Ram 1500s a day, which translates to more than 28,500 a year. And in other production news, Nissan is now shipping Rogues built by its alliance partner, Renault Samsung, to North America. Sales of the crossover are up over 20% this year in the U.S., and to keep up with demand, about 4,000 Rogues built at Renault Samsung's plant in Busan, South Korea, are at this very moment making their way to the U.S. and Canada for sale in October. In addition to satisfying demand in the U.S., this is also being done to help establish Renault Samsung as the Asian hub for the Renault Group. This is an interesting move because the Rogue is already built in the U.S. at Nissan's Smyrna, Tennessee plant. Sales of electric vehicles aren't just sluggish in the U.S., they're also struggling around the globe. That's why Germany is proposing to offer EV owners free parking. Bloomberg reports that fuel cell vehicles and plug-in hybrids will also be included in order to spur sales of those vehicles. The country wants to have 1 million EVs on its roads by the end of the decade. However, it's got a long way to go to reach that goal. At the beginning of the year, there were only 21,000 EVs in Germany. We've reported on Uber calling in false rides for Lyft drivers, so they potentially miss out on real customers and the money that comes from the ride. But according to a technology columnist who interviewed nearly a dozen drivers from both companies around the country, there's a good chance they're working both sides of the fence anyway. Drivers often work for both Uber and Lyft to reduce downtime and to keep the rides coming in, and they're not violating any regulations by doing it either. Some of the other juicy secrets are that if drivers hit it off with passengers, they're likely to party down with them if asked. Some have even heard of other drivers that end up having sex with the passengers. But don't ask them for drugs, because they're not carrying any, even though it sounds like a pretty frequent request. And while ride-sharing services can be blocked from picking up passengers at airports, there's a way around that too. Just click the headline in today's transcript to find out how and to learn other secrets of the trade while you're at it. And coming up next, a story that hybrid owners aren't going to want to miss.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Due to the high cost of a new replacement battery pack for a hybrid, would you have thought buying a used hybrid vehicle was a bad idea? Well, thanks to some new options, it might not be too bad to consider one after all.
AutoLine Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion.
The first owner of a hybrid vehicle usually gets rid of it before the warranty is up. For some of those owners, the worry is having to replace an expensive battery pack. That can be an even bigger concern for the second or third owner. If it does need to be replaced, some experts believe that over 95% of owners go to the dealer to get it replaced with a new pack. But now that modern hybrids with nickel metal hydride batteries have been around for about 15 years now, there are other alternatives to going to the dealer and getting a brand new battery pack. It's important to note that this report is in reference to only nickel metal hydride battery packs. So let's start off with what you're probably most interested in, because I'm sure a lot of you didn't know there were alternatives to getting a brand new pack. If the current pack has gone bad, the least expensive option is to have it reconditioned. The pack is first removed from the vehicle, then put through a series of tests to determine its current, or at that moment, state. If the battery is a candidate for reconditioning, the modules of the pack, which are actually groups of cells, and just for reference, the current Prius has 28 modules, they are completely discharged, then recharged at half an amp of current, which may be done a few times in an attempt to rebalance the pack. If it does work, the battery should be restored to about 95% of its original performance. A shop has to buy a roughly $1,500 machine to do this, so it's going to be up to them what they want to charge for the process. And depending on the vehicle, it's going to take about 2 to 4 hours of labor. Some places that do this report a success rate as high as 80%, but I have no idea how accurate those numbers are. Plus, if you try it and it doesn't work, you're still left on the hook for a repair bill of hundreds of dollars. So there's a little uncertainty in going this route. I think the best option is to get a remanufactured battery pack. There are tons of used modules that are still good out there, either from vehicles that were wrecked in a crash or packs that were swapped out for a new one. Those used good modules are then tested and grouped together based on the same characteristics of conductivity and energy flow, so the pack as a whole operates as efficiently as possible, which is why I recommend this route. There are several manufacturers of remanufactured battery packs out there, and one of the most well-known is Dorman. In some cases, the remanufactured pack carries a longer warranty in both years and miles than a brand new one, and it's cheaper. Not cheaper than reconditioning, but at least there's less uncertainty if the process is going to work out in your favor. And because these packs are made of already existing modules, it's actually the greener route to go than buying a freshly minted battery. When it comes time to repair a hybrid vehicle, most owners go to the dealership. My guess is most people think, hey, these are the guys being trained by the people that make the darn things, so they must be the most knowledgeable. But now that hybrids have been around for a while and there are other options than just slapping in a new pack, more and more techs are getting the necessary training. One place that I have come across and really like is a place called fixhybrid.com, which is the website for a training company that specializes in hybrids and EVs. They also have a tab on the left side of the screen called Hybrid Shop Finder, and once a zip code is entered, a map of qualified shops pops up. And I know a lot of people don't like the dealership experience, so here's another option for those that may have felt like they didn't have another one. As for all you hybrid owners out there, hopefully this will help ease some of your worry about having to buy a brand new, expensive battery pack. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.